The fate of hundreds of thousands of stray dogs in Romania has become an international political issue. 2 years ago, the former actress, now animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot, struck a deal with the mayor of Bucharest to fix thousands of street dogs instead of putting them down. That agreement fell through, and dog lovers are now trying a third way, exports. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
On the outskirts of Brașov, in the mountains of central Romania, a black SUV pulls through a wire gate. A woman hops out and is greeted by hundreds of dogs. Black, brown, white, mostly medium-sized, a dozen or so dogs in each of dozens of indoor-outdoor pens. Dogs who are too sick or too aggressive to be with others are tethered outside near small dog houses. This shelter for street dogs is Christina Lapis's baby.
Look to them. They are not very unhappy, no?
Lapis, a Romanian, lived many years abroad. She returned to her native country when her diplomat husband became consul from France. Now she works to save Romanian strays by sending them to Western Europe. She pets the nose of a gray dog with longish hair and floppy ears.
She's going to Germany tonight. She's leaving.
Exporting dogs is a huge hassle. Paperwork is tedious but necessary. Once authorities suspected recently sterilized dogs were being used to transport drugs. Individual animal lovers drive 10 or 20 dogs a few times a year from Brasov to Paris or Munich. This hardly makes a dent in a land where street dogs lounge even in hospitals. Lapis says she started something with no end.
Personally, it's very difficult. It's very difficult, but it is a cross, and I cannot give up anymore. Because even if I give up, I shall be never quiet in my soul. And because I see all this ice of abandoned dogs, of killed dogs, of wounded dogs.
Lapis and other animal activists tell grim tales of dogs beaten or shot to death. It's difficult to determine what exactly is true. But it's clear that the destination for some of these dogs is quite different. Jörg Störrier, an animal rights activist in Germany, says the first big difference is economic.
Tierhaltung kostet Geld. Die Tiere fressen, die Tiere müssen zum Tierarzt.
Animals eat. They have to go to the veterinarian. Veterinarians can be very expensive. In many cases, this money just isn't available in southern and eastern Europe. But there's also a second factor. I think I can just say it. Northern Europeans have a different understanding of animals. When Northern Europeans take in an animal, it's a pet that belongs to the family. In Eastern or South Europe, I don't think people humanize animals as much.
Animal rights activists say it's more humane, some use the term more civilized, to sterilize stray dogs than to euthanize them. They suggest Romania, hoping to join the European Union, should change its ways, although there is no EU requirement for how to handle stray dogs. Razvan Tiru, head veterinarian of Bucharest's Animal Control, says the animal rights activists have it wrong.
The Brigitte Bardot Foundation wants from us, the city hall of Bucharest, to catch all the dogs from the street, to sterilize them, to vaccinate against rabies and deworm all the dogs with our money, and to return all the dogs on the streets. And this is impossible because for each dog we spend 45,000 lei per day.
That's just over a dollar, but too much, he says, in a country struggling to provide people with things like health care. And even sterilized dogs bite. More than 100 people a day are bitten by street dogs in Bucharest, he says. The city program is to keep dogs for 2 weeks, then euthanize them if they're not adopted. Fewer than 4% are. Tiru says he hates to have them killed, but he thinks it's the only sensible way.
No.
On a Sunday walk in the woods, she found a mother dog, now named Karma, with 8 new puppies. 8 puppies Lapis will have put to sleep. Puppies don't do well in the crowded shelter, she says.
You imagine how shall I sleep? But if I don't put them to sleep, they will die one by one by an illness. And it would be not worst. I don't know.
And she doesn't kill, she says, but puts them to sleep before they've even opened their eyes. The Bucharest dog catchers say they've euthanized 80,000 dogs in the past 2 years, not even half the estimated city dog population. So far this year, Romanian authorities have issued about 700 permits to export dogs for adoption. Emily Harris, NPR News.